Good morning, all. So we begin the laws of mezuzah this morning. And when it comes to affixing a mezuzah, there are several things that everyone needs to know. The first is that although there is a misconception that only the front doorway of the house needs to have a mezuzah, some people do have such a misconception. It's not true. Every single doorway in a person's house has to have a mezuzah. And a doorway is very simply defined as an entranceway that has a doorpost and that has a lintels on each side on the top. And so basically everything else, every doorway requires a mezuzah. There are several different exemptions that we do have. For example, if the room is very small, if the room is used for something like a bathroom or something like that, then you are exempt. But otherwise, by and large, one is obligated, and so not everyone is always as careful, perhaps, as one should be. This is a very important mitzvah, but nonetheless, this is the general rule. Every room that is of a regular size that is not used for something like a bathroom would be required to have a mezuzah. This means that, let's say you have seven different doorways that go into a certain room, you only use three of these seven doorways. Every single doorway, again, as long as it's a regular doorway, is obligated in mezuzah. There is such an exemption, of course, if you never use a specific doorway. Let's say it's like sealed off. So even though there is a doorway there and it's really sealed off, you have a bookcase in front of it, then okay, you probably seemingly do not need to put a mezuzah there. But otherwise, even if you don't use four out of the seven, as long as they are usable, it would be a requirement to have a mezuzah there. When it comes to other areas that we have mezuzahs as well. So one of the interesting things that I've always found fascinating, if you go specifically into the old city of Yerushalayim, you will notice that the gates that go into the city, the big concrete gates of the walls of the city, they have mezuzahs. And this is based on a pasuk that we say every single day, that it's uvisha'arecha, that you're supposed to put mezuzot on the gates of your cities as well. And this is therefore a requirement that we have specifically in the land of Israel. If we had a community here, theoretically, all of Jews, and we had a giant stone wall around the city, there would be a requirement to put a mezuzah on that gate as well. There is one final misconception, and that is, what side of the door do you put the mezuzah on? So everyone knows that you put the mezuzah on the right side of the door. However, let's say you have a door that has multiple uses. You can go in and out of it, and so which side is the right side? It's right when you go that way, but then it's left when you go the other way. So how do you know what the right way is? And essentially, the understanding of all the poskim is that the way you use the door the most as the entranceway, that's what defines it as the right side or the left side. So if the more commonly used side of the doorway, of the lintel, of the doorpost, that you should look at the right side in the more commonly used way, and that's how you define right versus left. Again, it does get a little complicated, and it's hard to explain when we're just talking verbally and I don't have like a whiteboard to draw any pictures, but that is the basics, and with that we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.